Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the March 15th, 2021 Radionic Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. When we balance a building, we also balance the contents of the building. And Tim Lippert has been doing this kind of work for years. He explained that for some of his livestock clients, he takes a picture of a concrete slab, and when his clients have an animal with an issue, he tells them to put the animal on the slab. Since he has a witness for the slab, he also has a witness for what's on it, so we can not only analyze the animal, but balance it as well. And he has found this to be very successful over a number of years. Likewise, aerial pictures of livestock buildings are excellent witnesses for whatever is in the building. Not what was there, but for whatever is currently there. And now interior pictures that include the animals themselves serve as witnesses for those animals. So when those animals leave the facility, the witness of them follows them. So theoretically, you could analyze and balance the meat and the organs of the animal from farm to table. Since the outside picture covers whatever is inside, that gives us the opportunity to analyze and balance homes, families, pets, and even houseplants. If there's an issue with mites or bed bugs, an external picture of the home can be used to take care of it all. If there are health issues, perhaps balancing the somatids and everything in the building may be just what's required. Maybe the family was exposed to food poisoning from an unknown source. Balance the entire house and see what happens. A cold or flu coming through? Better safe than sorry, and simply making and broadcasting a remedy from a runny nose works well in livestock barns, so why wouldn't it work on our homes as well? But this capability can take us much further. Since we have reagents and rates for non-physical things, we can balance those easily as well. Simply broadcasting the Ho'oponopono can positively affect everyone inside. So, if there is a building that has people that have anger issues, or issues of fear, or greed, or even hate, they can all be balanced out. Years ago, we experimented with balancing and potentizing a public school building over winter break. The idea was not to balance anyone or do any work without permission. The idea was to see if the building itself held incoherent emotional frequencies that may have been affecting the occupants. After the break, we stopped the work and waited to hear from the administrator about any changes. She told us that conflict issues between the students were at historic lows and staff interventions were extremely low as well. So now we understand that we can broadcast about to balance the occupants of a building like we do with the livestock. But we can also potentize the building itself. We can embed frequencies directly into the structure, and by doing so, the building then resonates with those frequencies. And that opens nearly unlimited possibilities. Think of any building you own. Are there materials in this construction that will hold frequencies? Cement and plaster have crystalline structure, as does plasterboard. And while wood is not a great substrate to hold frequencies, there's plenty of copper, iron, zinc, and aluminum in about any building. And besides the man-made chemicals in the carpets, furniture and household chemicals can all be neutralized with proper energetic intervention. So we can remove and suppress as well as potentize. What frequencies would you like them to resonate with? Now think of public buildings. Perhaps a courthouse could resonate with justice. Perhaps city offices could resonate with love and bliss. Maybe some legislative office building could resonate with honesty. Perhaps the police department could resonate with justice. And the list goes on and on. And then there's your local water tower. What would you like your water to resonate? What chemicals would you prefer were not in your water? So let's go back to the aerial picture of your home. If the picture covers your entire property, now you have a chance to suppress or support frequencies over the entire area. My farm resonates with several of my reagents, and I change them up every so often just to keep things interesting. The wildlife around the farmstead is plentiful and very calm. I can step outside and a deer will look up and then saunter off. It's only the rabbits that really make a run for it, and that may have something to do with my giant schnauzers that like to chase them. So radionics makes my home a sanctuary. I choose what energies I wish to absorb, and you can as well. As always, I recommend charity begins at home, meaning doing your own work before you take on public projects, but it's your instrument and your time. The one thing to bear in mind is that you have limited power. In order to be successful, your target will resonate with your broadcast frequencies. And if the target is large, all your work may just be a drop in the ocean. It is for that reason I caution against these large-scale projects. They are mostly a waste of time, and if anything, seem to build up resistance. Instead of working on a large area, perhaps start with a small area. Get it to resonate with your rates, and then allow that frequency to spread into surrounding areas. Over time, working small will make big changes. Well, with that, let me go ahead and open up the lines.